This week, as I have already said, is a week in which we have the feast of several martyrs. Tomorrow also, but we will talk about that tomorrow. But today we celebrate the feast of St. Agatha, virgin and martyr. St. Agatha was from Catania in Sicily, and her family and she became Catholics. Even though she was very young, she was very beautiful. And the governor of Catania, Quintianus, wanted to ask her to marry him. And she refused, saying, "I am only betrothed to one, and that is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And this infuriated him. Some people don't take rejection very well. And he considered this a rejection, though it had nothing to do with him. Even if it had been somebody else, the emperor himself, she would have said the same thing. But he was furious, and first of all, he had to take him to a house of ill repute, which he was there for 10 days, and nothing happened. The angels protected her, and nobody even so much as looked at her. Then she was taken out, and the woman in charge of the house of ill repute told Quintianus, "Nobody has even looked at her. She is no good to me. Get rid of her. Do whatever you want." And so then he had her tortured. She was put on the rack, and then with hooks, like the kind that you would use in your garden, they cut her in the sides. Of course, she was naked, which was, of course, in itself quite an abuse, especially for such a holy young virgin. But nothing. She kept praising God and giving thanks to God for her sufferings. So then he sent her back to prison. But because she refused him again and refused to worship the pagan gods, he did something which, of course, most of us would think is unthinkable. She had her breasts cut off. Of course, St. Agatha is a patroness of those women who have problems with breasts, especially in this day and age, breast cancer. And that, of course, not only was horribly painful, but also very humiliating. So he sent her to the dungeons, and that night, St. Peter walked into her cell. Now, of course, this is in the year 254. St. Peter had died in the year 64, 65, 66 AD. He was long gone, but he was in heaven, the first pope already in heaven. And he walked into her cell and told her, "Do not be afraid, I am the apostle, the successor. I am the one whom Christ has put as the head of his church." And then he went to her and touched her on the shoulders. He did not disrespect her, but touched her on the shoulders, and immediately her breasts grew back. And then she clothed herself. In the meantime, all the other prisoners and the guards were aghast. Many of them were converted. And then she went out again to Quintianus, and he was furious. He thought her to be a witch, that she had restored her own breasts or whatever. He did not understand anything about, he didn't know anything about Peter. So he condemned her to be beheaded. So she suffered all kinds of torments for the sake of Christ. We suffer some things in life, a few things, and we complain about them. And instead, we should give glory to God and give thanks to God that we have these illnesses, these pains, these sufferings to offer to Him. And so today, we celebrate this glorious feast of St. Agatha. So important and so glorious it was considered in the early days of the church that her name is in the canon of the Mass among the women who are in the second list of saints in the Roman canon of the Mass of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.